Well, we're still in one of the most destructive fire seasons in memory. Northern California especially has seen considerable loss of life and property. And then there's the smoke, of course. But one thing is consistent. We're all grateful to the people who put their lives on the line battling these mega fires to keep the destruction contained. Filmmakers Alex Jablonski and Khalil Hudson followed a Grants Pass crew of wildland firefighters during a recent fire season, and their documentary Young Men in Fire has a couple of showings tomorrow in Ashland, followed by a PBS debut later this fall. Alex Jablonski joins us this morning. Good morning, Alex.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being with us. I understand you will be here tomorrow in Ashland to talk about your film.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to bring the film back to the community where it kind of first began.
So there certainly have been a lot of other documentaries about wildland firefighting. And, of course, there's the Norman MacLean book of the same name, actually, Young Men in Fire, which is about the 1949 Man Gulch disaster in Montana, where most of a crew of smoke jumpers was killed by a fire. Why did you decide to follow into this film territory and make your own film about fire, and why the title?
So there's a couple things there. I want to talk about where the motivation for the film came from first, which was, you know, we made a film previously that was called Low and Clear that was about steelhead fishing. But what it was really about is the way that kind of male friendships evolve over time and how you know, you can drift apart from someone but still have a bond. And I think with any of our films, and with this film in particular, we're interested in the interior lives of our characters as much as we are in the exterior lives. And with Wildland Fire, there was this idea of, you know, a lot of guys were in their rookie year kind of coming into this to figure out where they're going to go with their lives or to try and figure out just who they are. And that was a really interesting subject for us. And then, of course, just the fact that our experience was you didn't hear a lot about the individuals in Wildland Fire or the individual stories until there was a tragedy, until there was actually loss of life. And even then, it was very brief. And so there was those two pieces of the motivation where we wanted to tell this story, and we wanted to tell the story of kind of young guys coming of age at the same time. And about the title, so I can actually announce this now. When we announced the title of Young Men in Fire, and it was PBS announced it, we got significant pushback from the fire community. And it was pushback on two fronts. One was that people were unhappy that we were, you know, they felt we were copying MacLean's title as opposed to using it as a nod to the author. And that was really what it was, because I think Norman MacLean's book and his writing kind of changed the way that we saw the world, and particularly changed the way that we saw the world of Wildland Fire, and we wanted to credit that for the inspiration. And then the other was that a lot of women in fire felt like it was an exclusionary title. Why is this about men? I mean, our film happens to be centered on questions of masculinity and centered around a crew of all men. But we really heard that, and I can announce it now that we're actually going to change the title of the film. We don't want to alienate anyone in the fire community, and we didn't want people to take it the wrong way. So the film is actually going to be titled Wildland.
Interesting. Actually, you preempted my next question, because I had read a lot of criticism of the film's title online from women who were particularly upset that jumped to the conclusion that the film excluded women who are also working as wildland firefighters.
Right. Well, I think it's really important to say, like, this film is not meant to be the definitive film on wildland fire. It's not meant to be a 30,000-foot view of the profession, everyone in it. This is a film about a single 20-man wildland firefighting crew from Grayback Forestry out of Grants Pass. And we are telling the story of these individuals, and we are telling the stories of this specific crew. And because of that, obviously you hope that by telling a very specific story, you're getting to universal truths. I think that's the goal of any good storytelling. But I don't want people to think that what we're trying to do is make the definitive story of Wildland Fire. I mean, I think that there's an incredible film to be made about women in Wildland Fire, but I also know that I'm not the person to make that. You know, my emotional experience of my own life set me up for the ability to tell a story about how young men come of age through being a part of a group like this.
We're talking with Alex Jablonski. He's one of the directors of a film that followed a crew of Grayback Forestry firefighters through a fire season. It's showing tomorrow twice at the Varsity Theater in Ashland, 6:15 and 8:45. If you'd like to join the conversation, 800-838-3760 is our phone number. You can also send us an email, jx@jeffnet.org. Alex, why did you choose this particular Grayback crew?
We were looking for essentially where we would find people who are coming into fire for their very first time. So meaning people who are really rookies, not rookies on the crew, but had never been in fire. So that immediately kind of segmented where we could look, because more of the elite firefighting units like hotshots or smoke jumpers, you know, the vast majority of people on that crew have been on that crew for multiple years and have certainly been in fire for multiple years. So that kind of narrowed it down, and we'd heard so many positive things about Grayback, and we'd heard so much about their professionalism, we'd heard so much about the way that it was a community. And then when we began speaking to them, it was kind of like, well, we have this inkling that this is what the story might be. And then the more that we spent time with the guys from Grayback, we realized, oh yeah, this really is what's going on.
And which particular fire season was it that you followed, and what fires did your film include?
So we shot during 2016, and we shot briefly during 2017. And in the film, you kind of get this amalgamation of a bunch of different fires as you kind of get a sense of like, oh, the roles, the kind of trips out on fire, kind of rolling one into another, and kind of the way it feels when you're out there, which is like, oh, I don't even know what day of the week it is. So there's some of that. And then the kind of central fire toward the end of the film is the Soberanis fire, which was in Big Sur in 2016.
Yeah, I know some people that had to evacuate from that particular fire. That was a particularly bad fire in California, although it's certainly been eclipsed this year. So yeah. When you read surveys about Americans' confidence in various institutions, it's pretty low across the board. I mean, you know, Congress's approval rating, I just checked this yesterday, was 11%. But once you get to organizations like the military and first responders, the approval rating just shoots up. And, you know, I'm wondering if there are similarities that you found between this crew of firefighters that you followed and, you know, some of the other recent media following of, you know, people in the military. I'm thinking of Sebastian Younger's book, for example.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because we had actually spoken to Sebastian Younger early on in the process to just kind of get his thoughts. And I think he wrote this book called Tribe, right, which is about the military, but it's also just about a sense of belonging and about community. And I have no experience with the military. I've never been in the military and certainly haven't embedded in a military unit or anything like that. So I don't want to necessarily speak to that. But I think that I have been a member of teams. I have been a member of groups, you know, doing stuff like this, and obviously was a member of this Grayback crew. And I think, you know, one of the things that I'm really proud of with our film is that I think if you have any sense of having a shared experience where there was a lot of camaraderie, you're hopefully going to see yourself in this film. And that might even be something like working at a car dealership. But there's a sense of coming together, working for something, not necessarily that car dealerships do this, but working for something bigger than yourself, and the kind of bond that creates. And also just the sheer amount of time that you spend together and all the weird bonding that comes because of that.
Alex Jablonski is our guest this morning. He is one of the directors of a film that follows a group of Grayback firefighters during actually two wildfire seasons. If you have some questions or comments, you'd like to join the conversation this morning, you can call us at 800-838-3760 or send us an email, jx@jeffnet.org. So the crew that you followed, these are all mostly rookies. And so what motivates these guys? Is it money, a higher purpose, or are they just adrenaline junkies?
No, I don't. It's not money for any of them. I mean, that's the really beautiful thing. It's not money for any of them. I mean, obviously, people need work, and there's that. But I think that for some of them, it was trying to figure out who they are. I mean, two of our characters in the film at the time had just turned 23, so they were kind of 22 when they made this decision, and they were still very much trying to figure out what kind of young men they wanted to be, and what the direction of their lives was going to look like. And they felt like having this experience would help them understand that. And then I think that there's also just a sense of service. I mean, it's talked about kind of explicitly in the film, but the idea of doing something for people you can't even see, helping people you'll never even meet, I think that's a real draw for a lot of people in this line of work.
So you followed this crew, and I imagine when they come together, they don't really know each other. And so can you describe the process of bonding that they went through?
I mean, it's interesting because I think that a lot of the bonding just comes from hard work. It just comes from riding in the same van, from having the same jokes, from kind of just being in the same places, and really from just working your butts off together. And that creates this kind of unspoken connection. It's not so much, you know, oh, let me tell you about this, about myself, and you tell me about this. It's all happening at a different level. At least that was my experience of it.
Were there serious points of tension that developed over the course of this fire season?
Do you mean within the crew?
Within the crew, yeah.
I mean, I think there are like minor points of tension, and there's always ways that you kind of blow off steam, or at least you try to in the healthiest way. I mean, I can tell you that on a 14-day roll, you know, day 14, everyone's a little bit more irritable, and the thing that was a funny inside joke on day 6 is no longer funny. So you get some of that, and you do see some of that in the film as well, of just this kind of like chipping away at each other and just starting to get, you know, for lack of a better word, just sick of each other.
So you mentioned day 6 versus day 14. These guys are working really, really long, hard shifts with very little time off, aren't they?
Yeah. So typically you're out for 14 days, and that's 14 days straight, right? And then you're down for 2 days. You have 2 days of R&R, and then you're back out for another 14. And, you know, the average shift is 12 hours, and obviously it's not uncommon at all to work 16 or even 24 plus.
So most people whose experience of wildfire is limited to breathing or avoiding the smoke, people like me, have kind of a vague understanding that, you know, firefighting is really dangerous work. I mean, every once in a while, unfortunately, we hear of a fatality on a fire crew. What are the specific dangers that you witness that someone who's never really seen wildfire would not be aware of?
I think that one of the single most dangerous things out there is just what are called snags, just trees that are dead or have burned or weakened by a fire moving through, and then will fall and will crush someone. And last summer, actually in 2017, Grayback lost a firefighter to a falling snag in Montana, a young 19-year-old kid. And I think that, you know, there was a fatality earlier this year, I believe, that was caused by a snag. So there's that. The other thing is that because you're remote, because there's not a lot of chances to be helped, like even a bee sting, if someone goes into anaphylactic shock, like that can become a serious problem. And there's just the kind of the remoteness creates a lot more danger than it would if you were just, you know, in downtown Ashland.
So was your film crew ever in danger?
I mean, I would say no more danger than any other wildland firefighting crew.
So earlier in the interview, you alluded to experiences in your own life that really drew you to this group of firefighters. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's... the experience of being a young man and being 22 and not knowing what you're going to do with your life, the feeling of being alienated from your own family at times, or having, you know, maybe a difficult relationship with your dad or something like that. I mean, these, you know, and going through your own maturity and trying to figure out who you are as a man. I mean, these are all things that I experienced in my life. And these are all things that I brought to this film of how to shape it, how to tell that story. And then the camaraderie, you know, I played rugby internationally when I was in my early 20s, and that's nowhere near the same thing as being on a fire crew. but there is a sense of camaraderie. There is a sense of being shaped by that, and by being shaped by the people that you're around, and by being shaped by this kind of the cohesion of the group.
Alex Jablonski is our guest this morning. He's the director of a new film that follows a particular grayback forestry crew in a firefighting season. That film's going to be shown twice tomorrow in Ashland at the Varsity Theater, two showings in the evening. If you'd like to ask Alex a question, we've got a few minutes left. You can call us at 800-838-3760 or shoot us an email, jx@jeffnet.org. So if I decide to make a film about a wildland fire crew and I just wander into a fire zone with my camera, I'm probably not going to get very far. How did you get approval to be in harm's way and follow the crew?
Yeah, so we initially got a permit from the Forest Service, and then early on in the process, they kind of said, like, well, you shot your allotted time. So we ended up not shooting on any Forest Service fires after that, which was pretty tricky. But we did get approval from the ODF, and then we also joined the crew as firefighters. So we were actually a part of this crew, and we're only shooting, I would say, 10% of the time we were out there. The majority of the time we were just working. And that was kind of the way that we went about it. And when you see the film, you'll see, a lot of the film also takes place with these guys in their homes, on their downtime, kind of explaining their personal relationships and kind of what it is that they're going through in their own personal lives. So it was really, one, we striking that balance to build out all of the stuff that didn't happen on the fires. And then in terms of the approval from the process, it was, getting approval from the ODF and then just being embedded deep with the crew.
Alex Jablonski, the director of a new film. And the new title again is, Alex?
Wildland.
Wildland. It's showing tomorrow night at the Varsity Theater at 6:15 and 8:45. Later this fall, it's going to be available via PBS, I think on POV. Is that correct?
It's Independent Lens.
Independent
and it's,
Lens.
October 29th at 9 p.m.
Great. Thanks very much, Alex. We appreciate you being with us here on the Jefferson Exchange.
You got it. Thank you so much.